Tiffany Young in the studio with Doug Leonard for Sound Advice, Audiological Services of Iowa. We are celebrating Better Hearing Month. And Doug, we talked last time about how you've been kind of in the business 30 years. And we talked off the air a little bit about how back in the day it used to be like, yeah, I heard a beep. I'm going to raise my hand on this side, heard a beep on this side. It has become so much more than just that.
Yeah, I mean, the technology from the evaluation standpoint and the fitting standpoint and then the follow-up rehabilitation standpoint, technology is come so far in the last 30 years. I think about, you know, what we used to do for patients. And it was the gold standard. It was what we should have done at the time. It was appropriate. We weren't cutting corners. But the things that we have access to, the technology that we can use with patients through the whole process is just amazing. First of all, as you referenced, the evaluation. You know, a lot of people have had a hearing eval, at least in grade school or something. Mm-hmm. You know, you put headphones on, you hear beeps, you raise your hand. That's measuring the sensitivity of the nerves in your inner ear. You know, how much sound is your ear actually picking up? Which is important.
Yeah.
Once your ear picks the sound up, how does your auditory system, your brain, decipher it? That's what I personally struggle with as a 54-year-old with basically normal sensitivity, normal hearing thresholds. I don't process sound very well. And so we have parts of our evaluation now that we can do to see how a patient can do with appropriate sound, how well do they process it when they're in a challenging listening environment? You know, when you go to that wedding reception or the restaurant or the family gathering where there's 20 people in a room talking, you know, if you're fit with appropriate hearing aids and get the sound that your ears need, then how does your brain decipher that sound? Because some people can do it well and some people can't. So that's just part of the evaluation that we have access to that we didn't, you know, 30 years ago.
Right, because it almost just seemed like a basic, can I hear it, can't I hear it? But now you talk to people who are like, well, I can't hear at this level or as male voices or higher, you know, higher voices. So I think that's very interesting because a lot of times we just automatically think, I can hear, I can hear.
And there are people who, once you give them the amount of sound, they do well in a setting that's difficult. But some people can't. And if they can't, you want to know that during the evaluation. You don't want to give them false hope. But that also, you know, if we fit them with hearing aids, which they might need, we might need to use accessories then. You know, we might need to use a TV streamer because maybe their environment where they listen to television is kind of a loud, echoey, big room and they need better input from their television. Maybe we need to use a partner microphone so that, you know, when the patient and their spouse go out to eat dinner and it's just the two of them in a noisy environment, they can hear that spouse above the background noise. And then we can also use FM microphones, which are amazing, kind of a combination of both of those things. And you can use those also with groups of people, you know, sitting on a table and hearing through or four or five people sitting around a table. So it just allows us to give appropriate recommendations to patients.
Doug, they can get a hold of you, of course, to start that process, get a baseline if they're not really for sure.
They can look us up online. It's asihearing.com. Audiological Services of Iowa is our Facebook page. And then, you know, they can call us 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.